Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text the neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I would like to thank all my listeners out there in radio land. You know, God is still good and he is worthy. You know, you hear people saying all the time, when you say God is good, they say all the time, and all the time God is good. Well, what about now? After everything that's going on, you still, as you repeat it, believe it. Glory to God. You know, some things just as cliche, I say, they sound good just because other people say it. But do you really believe in your heart that he's still good? Because in every midst of every trial, every test, every trouble, every tribulation that you go through, he's still good. It don't matter. But guess what? He said, I got your back. If you believe God, you're going to put me, you're going to help me through this. When you believe that right there, then you're going to be at peace. A lot of times people say a lot of stuff, you know, well, yes, I know Jesus will make a way. And all the time you're just sitting there, woe is me at home. You show a good, pretty face on the outside when you get outside and you start going through troubles and trials and tribulations. And then you may call a dear sister or a dear brother and, you know, say, well, you know, I'm going through this. And then they began to tell you, you know, and give you the word. And then you say, yeah, I know. God is good. Said, I'm going to hold on to his hand. I know he's good. And then when you get by yourself, it's that woe is me. Well, that's just double standard. So whenever you get ready to repeat something, hold on to that you're repeating. When you repeat the word of God and say, you know what, Lord, I know you're going to make a way. Continue that right there. Even when you by yourself and no one can see you, then you still hold fast to your confession of faith. So don't waver when you get by yourself. Because a lot, there's just so much going on and everybody buying up everything, you know, that they can buy up. And, you know, people are fighting over toilet paper. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. People are fighting over toilet paper. They're jacking up some prices, you know, and different stuff. They are doing it. Amen. Whether they're supposed to do it or not, they are doing it. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to hold on with all you got. You got to get a bulldog grip, as our pastor say. Get a bulldog grip on the situation. Say, hold up. I'm still not going to give in. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And, Lord, you're just going to have to help me and help me to see this thing through and help me to walk through it and have confidence, you know, that he is there. He ain't left. He didn't change just because the situation, things here changed. God's still on the throne. He didn't change. He said, I'm going to be with you. He didn't say, because you're going through this, then I'm going to back off and I'm going to sit down and let you go through it by yourself. He didn't say that. He said, every word is yes and amen. So he is there, and he didn't change. So hold on. Hold on with all you got. Don't give up. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on. I'm going to give you some announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to give the announcements right now. If you missed Tuesday, oh, my God, you missed a treat on Tuesday night. My God, I caught one word from the Lord. I call them the Power Impact Team, because whenever they give the go online and, man, they come out with that power, glory to God, it has an impact on everyone's life. Those that will listen and hear what the word of the Lord is saying. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, someone that can help you to take it to the next level, I want you to hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joe. Go ahead, inbox them. With everything that's going on now, amen, glory to God. You know, God ordained people, amen, to help people. And these two will help you. But you're going to have to hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you need their help. In other words, they won't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. If you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You missed a treat on yesterday. Elder walks the dog every time she come on, man. She's nonstop. She said, I'm gonna go ahead and get off. Amen. The Holy Ghost healed her, and she keep on running. Good God Almighty. Awesome messages. So I encourage you to listen in on Saturday for faith come by hearing, you know, and hear what the Lord is saying and get your prayer needs met. Because when she starts praying, good God Almighty, hey, it shakes up some stuff. It starts some tornadoes, you know, and some people's houses and let them know, you know, I ain't doing right. Listen at this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to tune in every Saturday. And we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So you can text your neighbor, text your friends, and let them know that it's going down here on Prophetic Corner Ministry. Glory to God. And then you're going to move on down. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Go get some water. Go get you a couple of crackers, you know, amen. Get you some cheese, whatever the need may be. Hallelujah. And then you're going to hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, and I'm sorry, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to keep all those in mind and make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Amen. After you leave this show, just keep right on going. Ministry don't stop. It just gives you a break, and then you can go over and hear someone else, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. And always be positive. You know, love is what it does. If you got the love of God in your heart, then, yes, you're going to go and show others love and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go over and show her some love. She is also an author. Amen. If you don't, amen, know that. I'm telling you now, she's an author. She has her first book already published, so if you want it, you can go on Facebook, on her Facebook page, and it'll show you and walk you through the steps on how to get her book. And if those that don't know how to get, amen, to her Facebook page and whatever, if you know any of our the Wild Team numbers and you know any of that, just text us or however you want to do it, and guess what? We will get you to her. Ain't no shame over here. We don't do that. We all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. So if it rains on one, hey, glory to God, it rains on all. Because it flows from where? The head down. So come on. Go ahead. Amen. And let us know, and we will get you to her so you can get a copy of your book, a copy of our book. And I want to encourage you, each and every one of you, to come on and partner. In partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. You know, you never know how many perks you're going to receive. But I encourage you to come on, pay that $25, amen, hit us up, and let us know that you want to join, and we will get you still to the right person and tell you how, and walk you through the steps and tell you where you can send your $25 to if you don't want to. You know, they got many things. They got PayPal and all the different Zelles and all the different things, Cash Apps. You know, they got them, baby. They got them any way you want to get it. Hallelujah. So don't say I can't get it to them. Yes, you can write a check. You can get a money order. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to just go and drop it off in the plane, hey, we'll take them too. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get in. Hallelujah. And pay your $25 and come on and join, amen, a team of people who don't mind praying. And I can also say that can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. You just don't know what it is when people can pray for you. And when they pray, they know God done already answered it before they prayed. Hey, come on now. Glory to God. So that's the team. That's where you want to be. You want to be on that kind of prayer list. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, amen, if, you know, if this ministry have been a blessing, all these ministries, send a little something. You know, you say, well, I can't see it now. You remember, hallelujah, when he sold in the time of famine, and guess what? He waxed great. Okay, so I encourage you, don't hold your hand tight just because things are going on around you. But understand, you're going to need more than just that little bit to get back. You're going to need God to continue to bless you. Hallelujah. You're going to need God to continue to give you resources and things that can help you in your household. So don't think you're just going, I'm just going to hold on to this till I squeeze it tight. Now you continue to give into the ministry, amen, and watch and see what he do for you. We serve an on-time God. We don't serve a part-time God. We don't serve a halfway God. When God does it, he does it right. Glory to God. Because he said, none but the righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So let me help you out with that. Just continue to give. Don't hold back. Continue to give, and it shall be given. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open my line up at this time for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You do not have to tell me your name, but you tell me where you're calling from, because I want to know what part of the world we're reaching. So I encourage you to go ahead and press the 1 so we can bring you in for prayer, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that never quits, and he never sleeps, and he never slumbers. Glory to God. Amen. Caller 334, and you are live and on the air.
I'm calling from Dothan, Alabama, and I want you to pray for my mom. She's in a nursing home, and we can't see her, but I ask you to pray for her.
Amen. We know God is able, and he can do anything but fail. Glory to God. So we know that God got his angels camping around him, glory to God, to keep him from hurt, harm, and danger. So no danger shall fall upon thee. For the Spirit of the Lord is, and where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, there is liberty. So we know God is there, and he has released his angels to be by the bedsides of each and every one. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and pray, amen, for this young lady's mom. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for another day, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just continue to let your angels camp around her mom, Lord God, and all the people that are in the nursing home, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Their loved ones can't go in, but we know, Lord God, that you can send the Spirit of the Lord, Lord God, and let them know that they are there, Lord God, in spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the call on today, Lord. If there's anything, Lord God, that she needs, we ask you, Lord God, to give it to her right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to give her increase in her income, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, by faith, Lord God, to just walk with her, stuck with her, Lord God, in the hours of the night, and let her know that there's no fear, because you are there, Lord God, and you're there all the time, not some of the time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your angels is at the doorpost right now in the name of Jesus. Huh? So no hurt, harm, and danger shall come to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and give us a peace to rest assured, Lord God, that you're there. Your angels are right there, Lord God, covering her right now under the blood, Lord, in the nursing home, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know that God is there. His angels is right there standing at the bed. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God that can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer. And then we're going to get started. I'm going to be coming from 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. You know, we serve a God that's always, always where we need him to be. Glory to God. He never quits and he never fails. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this awesome day that you made, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you give them, Lord God, the strength, Lord God, to go through each and every day, Lord. We thank you, God, how, Lord God, you give us, Lord God, the courage to go through each and every day. Father, we thank you and we cancel every assignment of the enemy, oh Lord God, that tries to stop us from going to that next level, that tries to stop us, Lord God, from seeing the true meaning of who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that tries to stop, Lord God, from us knowing that you're there and you're there all the time, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise on high for everything that you've done, everything that you're about to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that you are a God that can cause cancer to dry up in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus spoke. Oh, my God, you're the tree. And he said, bear fruit no more. Dry up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're a God that can dry up, Lord God. Oh, my God, every virus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we call on you on today, Lord God, and we speak to that situation. We said, dry up and spread no more in the name of Jesus. Lord God, every child, every woman, every man, boy, and girl, in the name of Jesus, that has been diagnosed, we say heal them right now, Lord God, with your healing power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because one touch from you, Lord God, it'll make everything all right. Every cell got to dry up, Lord God. Every MS got to dry up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to those leukemias, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the children that are suffering right now, oh my God, we know, Lord, that you can touch them, Lord God, and heal their mortal body, and you can make them whole again, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, we know there is no lack where you're concerned. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we know that your God can fulfill, Lord God, every, Lord God, thing that they desire. Everything, Lord God, belongs to them. Because the cattle of 1,000 hills, oh my God, belong to you. It is yours to pass out as you see fit. It's yours to give out, Lord God, and add daily. It's yours, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now for those that don't know you. Let this be a time of preparation, Lord God, a time for them to get to know you, Lord God, because you said in your word that this is a dressing up room down here, Lord God, and everyone should be dressed up and fully clothed with the armor of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them walk with you. Let them sup with you, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, receive you as the Lord of God. Oh, my God. Those, Lord God, who've been walking in darkness and not in your light, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bring them out, Lord God. Every backslider right now, I call you out of his darkness into your marvelous light. Walk with him. Suck with him. Be his children in the name of Jesus. Because the world, oh my God, they love its own. You were once a Christian, and you walked with him. You sat with him. You prayed with him. You sat by him, hallelujah, in church. Glory to God. You shouted hallelujah. Oh, my God. When the word came forth, but you fell by the wayside, I picked you up. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. I picked you up, hallelujah, and placed your feet back on solid ground in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, that you're reaching your hand out. You're extending it, Lord God, your hand out, Lord God, to those, Lord God, who are backslidden, because you said you're married to the backslider. In the name of Jesus, he said, come forth, come back to me. Oh, my God. Oh, you shouldn't have never left. Oh, glory to God. You allow these people, hallelujah, to pull you away. Oh, glory to God. He said, I'm calling you back. Your place is with me, not with them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Because they're going to keep on doing what they're doing because they like what they do. Hallelujah. But that don't fit you. Hallelujah. Every shoe don't fit on your foot. Oh, my God. If it's not the righteous shoe, then it don't fit. Sin don't fit on your foot. Oh, good God Almighty. So he said he's calling you back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Glory to God. He's calling you back. So come on back. Yay, my Lord. Come on back right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, we serve an awesome God. I'm going to go ahead right now and give the invitation to Christ because somebody listening on this line needs it right now. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. I want you to repeat after me and say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, Lord God. Come into my life. God, I repent everything that I've done, Lord God. Ah, my God, I am backslidden, Lord God. But, Lord, on this day, I come back to you with my whole heart. Hey, glory to God. Hey, my God, I come to you, Lord God, wholeheartedly, God. Cleanse me, Lord God. Make me whole again in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me, oh, Lord God, because I fell by the wayside. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I repent. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, and I return. Oh, my God. Hey, glory to God. As he extended his hand, I saw him taking his hand, and he brought him back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord God. The angels are in heaven rejoicing because that one soul gets saved. Hey, hallelujah. And listen, those that you've been hanging around with, you're going to have to cut them loose. I don't care, hallelujah, if they dislike you, hallelujah, because guess what? They're going to dislike you anyway when you try to tell them about the word of God, hallelujah, because that's what's in you, hallelujah. Whatever's in you, it's going to come out, and it ain't Prego, it ain't spaghetti sauce, glory to God. It's Jesus' word, hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you on this day to just go ahead and stop, just cut them loose. Hallelujah, glory to God. You have to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. He said choose to serve the Lord or serve the Lord. You're going to choose to serve the devil, then serve the devil. It's up to you. Glory to God. But, hallelujah, as you've given your life to Christ, get in a Bible-believing church. Go ahead, hit me, inbox me on Facebook, and let me know that it was you, hallelujah, so we can continue, hallelujah. We can connect, and, you know, I can help you along the road, hallelujah. We are here to help us one to another. And you know, people think he's going to rain down the manna, but he's using people in the earth, hallelujah, to help now. Glory to God. They think he's going to rain down the manna from on high. But it's not like that. Glory to God. Connect with me so I can help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 19. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to hold on. Amen. And you know, you can see the manifestation of God in your life. You got to hold on regardless of what you go through. Sometimes you might be distressed. Sometimes you might get a little depressed. But you got to hold on still to see the God's manifestation. But you got to learn, hallelujah, that ain't where you stay. All those things will come and try to bind you up, glory to God. And when you're praying, you done prayed for somebody, and you done stood in the gap, and all is well, and everything is doing well, then here come some trials and some tests and troubles in your life. Yeah, sometimes you get kind of scared and fragile, but you got to remember that ain't where you stay, glory to God. And I'm not going to let this fear grip me, because Lord, you said many of the affliction. So Lord, I'm being afflicted on every side, but I'm going to stand there for your word. I ain't moving. I just ain't moving. Ain't no devil in hell can make me move, glory to God. I don't care what they say in the street. I don't care what they say on the job. I don't care what they say in the family. Good God Almighty, I'm going to stand there for glory to God. Let's get into the message, amen. Chapter 19, 1 Kings. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Now you see right here, he went and told everything that Elijah had done, you know, glory to God. But understand, hallelujah, my God, Elijah was a mighty man of God, so he killed all them that, amen, they said they were prophets, but they weren't prophets. Those were her prophets, not God's prophets. Those were her prophets, glory to God. In other words, they were prophesied, but this ain't the message. Let's move on, hallelujah, glory to God. I know people get so tied up in, you know, amen, false prophets and all. They're false everything, glory to God. You know, people got false hair, you know, amen. They have what? False eyelashes. They got all kinds of false stuff, right? Glory to God. Let's move on. Then Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time, She was saying about this time tomorrow, just like you killed him, amen, I'm going to kill you. In other words, she was threatening him. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. She was threatening the man of God. Hallelujah. Think that's something how sometimes people want to threaten you. Well, you know, even on your job, well, you know what? Amen. If you don't do this and if you don't do that, then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to write you up, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then they try to put fear in you. Hallelujah. But he said he ain't gave us a spirit of fear, of love and sound mind. Sure, you do what you're supposed to do. Glory to God. If you ain't doing that, then all I tell you on this day, hallelujah, I know a lot of people are off right now. Just do what you're supposed to do. And all that won't, you won't have to worry about all that. You'll go through trials and tribulations a little, but you know what? It won't be nothing, amen, not nothing. Glory to God. Just make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Let's move on down the road here. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Bathsheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. See, when he heard that, he left. But see, the reason he left there, because he didn't hear the Lord saying, okay, you need to stay there. Hallelujah. He didn't hear that. Hallelujah. And I read in one translation, he didn't hear, you know, okay, you need to stay here. And she was telling him, you know, that, you know, she was going to kill him. But you know what? When he did all that, he was hoping that all she had heard what had happened to them prophets and all, and they were dead and gone. Her prophets, then she would come on and, you know, give her life, you know, to the Lord. But she didn't. But she was a bad woman. Glory to God. She was something else, you know. Let's move on. But himself went a day's journey unto the wilderness and came and sat down on a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now. Oh, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. See, right here, he had got a little discouraged, you know. And understand, he had been through all that battle and killed all them prophets, you know, and everything. Glory to God. Can you imagine all the blood and everything? And, you know, he was kind of distressed and he was kind of wore down. Listen, you don't fight. You can't fight tired. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I do thank you, amen, for this word, amen, out there in La La Land. Glory to God. You can't fight tired. Glory to God. And you have to choose your battle. Because sometimes you come up on some stuff, I say, Glory to God. There was something one time, and you know, and others heard it, and they're going to say, well, won't you go and find out what that is? I'm just going to say it like that. You know, go over there. I said, listen. That spirit ain't messing with me. It didn't come over here, and I'm not going over there where it's at. Not that I'm scared, but why am I going to go, amen, trying to fight something that's not my battle? Hallelujah. That wasn't my battle. Hallelujah. Now, I know I ain't have no business going over there, amen, messing with that spirit. Glory to God. And I'm like, this way you have to be careful. Choose your battles. That's what I tell them all the time. Me and this person talks to us and listen, that ain't my battle. I'm going to choose my battles because, you know, battles can wear you out. Look at Elijah. He got a little broke down and disgusted. Yes, and that's why he went and got up under the tree. Hallelujah. Because then he was tired after all that. Glory to God. So he needs some rejuvenation. We all do. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on to five. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Glory to God. You see, he hadn't eaten anything. He was running and going, you know, trying to get away from her with her crazy self, wanting to kill him because, you know, he was one of the main prophets. Glory to God. So she wanted to kill him because of what had happened. You know, I ain't scared of him. Can't you hear? Well, you know what? I'm going to get you just like you killed him. I'm coming after you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the angel came and he said, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. Look, he woke up, amen, and he heard the angel speaking to him, and he got up and he ate a little bit. You know, he was still kind of tired. Hallelujah, glory to God. But there was food and there was water to give him the nutrients that he needed to rejuvenate his body. Because you can't work tired. You can't do nothing. If you are tired, you might as well go on and lay down and rest and then get up and then go to fight. And that's what you got to do. Don't lay down. Just get on up after all that. Amen. And lay down and rest and then get up and then go to fight. Go to war. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. She was telling him, you cannot go weak. You can't do nothing weak. That's why you got to just rest, honey, and rest in the Lord. Sometimes you just got to shut it all down. Glory to God. I know, you know, many are going on social media, this going on, that going on, and you're hearing this and you're hearing that and that. You know, some of it will just kind of tire you out. Yes, sometimes you have to look, amen, every now and then, but don't, you can't do it every day. You do, you'll be scared as all outdoors. You'll be scared. You'll be walking around shaking. Now, amen. I saw some old Barbados, and I seen, you know, the gloves and everything, and, you know, masks. I just seen it. I've seen it all. Glory to God. I've seen so much of that on whole suits. I'm like, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. But you can't fight weak. You got to have some strength. You got to have some strength. So that means you got to stay prayed up. This is a journey that we're going to have to take. Whether we like it or not, it's here. So guess what? We're going to have to take the journey, but we can't fight weaker. So make sure, glory to God, that you eat a little something, something, hallelujah, and you eat the word of God, glory to God, and you pray and not faint. Always pray. Don't always be, amen, okay, I got to see this news, I got to see that news, and I like to see the news. I have to see what's going on. And you know what? That's how the devil come in. That's how he come in. People say, well, you know, the devil's busy. Stop giving this devil so much credit. If you're a child of God, if you are, fight. If you ain't, cut on and let him control you. Glory to God. You can do either of the two. You're going to either fight or you're going to just, amen, just sit down and let him control you. And you're going to get scared, amen. Every time you turn around, you're watching the news, and it's going over and over, and things are happening, and uh-oh, well, they this and they that, and oh, my God, and I touched this, I touched that. I went out earlier, glory to God, I went out earlier to the store, amen, and I was on the phone also when I went in the fourth store, and they came in, and they were just cussing, and yeah, I was, oh, good God, and the other person on the other line said, what they doing in there? Somebody, you better hurry up and get out that store in the name of Jesus. I came in this store, and I'm going to go in here and get what I want to get. Hallelujah, glory to God. They'll be all right, hallelujah. My God, they couldn't find what they needed. They glory to, and so they just went in a frantic, just cussing and carrying on. No, I'm going right here, and I'm going to get what I came in here to get. Hallelujah. If what they need, that is needed something to, they wanted to wash the luggage down and all that stuff and do all that, and they were fussing and they were raving, and I'm going around this corner, and I'm coming in here at this water, and I'm going over here, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get what I came, man, then I'm going to leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It wasn't worth all that. See, people are just losing their mind. That's because there's no Jesus. There's no Christ. Glory to God. Because when you got Christ in you, you ain't going to act like that. You ain't going to cut up like that. Come on now. Glory to God. Let's move. Hallelujah. Let's go on. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Listen, after that, he was ready to go. He had got some strength. He had done slept. He had got some rest. He got up, and then he was ready to go. And he came tether unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? So the word of the Lord came, amen, to him and told him, you know, so what are you doing here? Let's see what happened. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altar, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and I seek my life to take it. You see right here, he was saying, when he was saying, Lord, he needs to go ahead and take my life, you know what I'm saying? And hallelujah, glory to God. Let's go ahead and read 11. And he said, go forth and stand up on the mountain before thee, Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind and the earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still voice. a still small voice. Glory to God. Now, what Elijah was feeling like he had failed God. That's what he was, when he said, Lord, go ahead and just, you know, just take me, Lord. He was feeling like he had failed God because they didn't turn around, you know, and repent, you know, after all that had happened. So he felt like he was a failure. You know, but he wasn't. Glory to God. He did just what God wanted him to do. Hallelujah. If you're doing what God asked you to do, don't say, Lord, I am a failure. I'm doing what you called me to do. Lord, this is it. Hallelujah. You know, it's not that, really, to tell you the truth, it's not the devil that make people feel bad. It's people that make people feel bad. Because guess what he do? The devil use them people. Hallelujah. They can come and tell you some of the stuff the Lord didn't call you. Amen. That's dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord didn't tell you who that you were a prophet, you're a apostle, you're a pastor. The Lord didn't tell you that. That's dead. Who are you to judge? Glory to God. You have to be careful about being judgmental of other people. Hallelujah. Sometimes he don't call people to be, you know, certain, give people certain gifts, not at that point, at that moment, yet, but he does it. He elevates people to a new level also. Glory to God. So be careful about how you say, well, no, God ain't called you to be there. He ain't told you to do this, and he ain't told you to be careful about that. Stop being so judgmental of everybody. Glory to God. Just because they done came, amen, and in other words, they done got up on that pedestal where God was bringing them up, and they're obedient, and, you know, and they God is pumping it into them. Glory to God. He said, don't pump your brakes because I'm still got you rolling, baby. Oh, glory to God. And they're doing everything they know how to do, and they don't mind doing anything that the ministry needs. And, you know, if you want me to do this, just let me know, you know, and I'll do this for you. I don't mind. They're being obedient, got that obedient spirit, and you've been there over 30, 40 years. You ain't doing nothing, and then you get mad because God brings somebody else in. Oh, Lord, let's move on. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But what he was saying, amen, God was not in the earthquake. Remember the earthquake that happened, amen, in the book of Acts, amen. It was like, amen, in the book of Acts when a mighty rushing wind came, glory to God, and also the fire, the burning bush, all this was manifestation, you know, and God wasn't, he said he wasn't in none of that, glory to God, for them. But in those chapters, he was in the earthquake, because when it came, it shook the jail cells open, and in the burning bush, when you're speaking to Moses, and when the wind blew, a mighty rushing wind came in, and the house was filled with the Spirit of the Lord, he said he wasn't in none of that, glory to God, but he said a small, still voice came, and it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. See right here, this is what he was saying. Thrown down thine altar and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it. In other words, they don't kill your prophets, and I'm the only one left, Lord. So now they're after me. Glory to God. But listen, he gave him some instructions. You know, you have to listen closely when he's speaking. You have to stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. You know, Holy Ghost is real. Some people don't believe it. And you know, I notice when people are talking about, you know, here's how they say, you know, well, I know the spirit. What spirit? You know, like you scared to say the Holy Ghost spirit, baby. Come on out with it. If that's what you want to say, say it. Especially to me. You know what I mean? You don't have to, amen, quench it. He said, don't quench the spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't quench his Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, and this is what he told me. Glory to God. Come on out with it. Don't be afraid to be God's people and stand up and tell it just like it is. But sometimes you get so afraid here. My God, to let people know that you are a Christian, to let them know, amen, I call them sidewinders, because they're standing on the side whining, you know, carrying on over there, but then you're standing on your solid rock. You're standing, amen, on Jesus Christ's word. Hallelujah. And them sidewinders over there, they're still over there on the side. What are they going to whine? And glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I know Jesus. Well, you know, I know he's a good master. Yeah, sure you do. But guess what? You're still sinning. You ain't keeping none of his commandments. You're still sinning in your heart. You're still talking about people, tearing them down. You're still doing everything, amen, that you're big enough to do. My God, let's read on, hallelujah. We're going to try to get to the end of this, glory to God. And the Lord said unto him, go return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elijah the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, amen, charge to my head, God's still working on my heart, glory to God, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. So what he was saying was, I'm going to make, amen, Elijah is going to be your successor. So I want you to make sure that you anoint him, amen. So, amen, and he did, glory to God. Let's read on, and then we'll talk about all this, amen, because I want to make sure that I finish, amen, hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall be Jehu's slave, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elijah and son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12 and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Let's go and read these last two. We're going to talk about it. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew him and boiled his flesh with the instrument of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Okay, after all that, what he did was, you know, when he went, he passed by Elijah and he put his mantle on him. In other words, he, you know, I read in one translation, he took his coat and he threw it over him. Glory to God. And he anointed him. You know, God told him to go ahead and anoint his successor, because guess what? He was going to get ready and he was going to get him out of there. Amen. Because, you know, amen, he had done his work, and he know that old Jezebel wasn't going to stop until she get him. Hallelujah. So he said, go ahead, amen, and anoint him. So he said he passed by and he laid his coat upon him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he did, can you imagine what he felt? Because all that anointing was in that coat. I tell y'all what, you don't know, amen. You don't know. You don't know. Glory to God. Someone gave me something. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. I just say it like that. It's like, amen, they gave me something, and I promise you, that thing was anointed, glory to God, my God. I tell you it was anointed. So when a prophet gives you something, amen, or an apostle, or amen, or someone give you a cloth or something, and you know they living right and they walking right, glory to God, and they done prayed over it and saturated it, hallelujah, with the anointing, glory to God, I tell you, hold on to it, that I'm a living witness, glory to God. It's been years and years and years ago, long, long time ago, glory to God. Someone gave me something, and every time, amen, it just looked like I needed some and needed money, glory to God. I could look in there, and it just, I mean, I'm telling you, it just grow up in there. So if a prophet ever lays something in your hand, know that it's anointed, hallelujah. Know that if they walking with the Lord, and you know they suffering with him, and they pray for you, and they do all these kind of things that God required them to do, and then they give you something. Know that that garment, oh, good God Almighty, that garment is anointed. I'm telling you, one day, amen, I was in looking in my wallet looking for something, and amen, and I looked, and I kept looking. I said, hold up, wait a minute. My God, where did this come from? Hallelujah. And there was a $100 bill in there, and I know I didn't put it in there. Glory to God. I know I did not, because I don't keep money like that, laying around like that in wallets and different stuff like that. I don't. Hallelujah. I just don't. I swipe my card a lot. Glory to God. But when I looked in there, that was $100. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I know I didn't put this in. And ain't nobody gave it to me either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you're talking about jumping up and down. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know we're going to go out and eat now. Let's go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, when they give you something, when he put that mantle around him, can you imagine Elijah felt something? He said, wait a minute, go back, you know. Hallelujah. But no, he was to follow him and get what he had so he could minister unto him and tell him, and he could, you know, do different things, and, you know, he could see what he's doing. So he'll know when things happen, he'll know what to do, and he'll know how to pray and what to say. That's why he followed him. So when you follow the right one, glory to God, hallelujah, you know what God will. He'll tell you, amen, to go and follow them. Now, he didn't tell you to go and be both. I remember something Elder always says. She said, go in the church. Don't go in there trying to take over. She said, just go in there and sit yourself down somewhere. I agree, Elder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to go and try to take over. Just go. Hallelujah. And when he laid his mantle upon him, he said, hold up, wait a minute. He felt the fire. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He felt the fire up in that coat. So guess what he did? He said, hold up, wait a minute, I'm going with you. He went to go with him. He said, no, hold up, you go back. No, he wanted to follow him so he can see what he did and see the things that he was doing and see him, you know, talk to people and along the way and get people healed and all that stuff. And, you know, amen, glory to God. So he did. He ministered to him on his way. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, you see, you got to be able to follow, amen, those that are leading you. If you ain't, look, if you ain't following them, chances are you ain't going to get nothing. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to follow. You know, that's the trouble now. We got so many. And God will call you out in your due season. Never thank the master. Amen. Never thank you or more than those that God has placed over you. Never thank it. Never try to be, amen, who they are. Make sure you're living the way he called you to be. Hallelujah. And you're living like he called you. Glory to God. Don't try to do everything they do. Don't try to walk in where they walk in. Glory to God. Because you're going to go out there and you're going to get ate up. There's some real demons out there and they will eat you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't try to be that person. Amen. Learn how to walk in a way that God is calling you to do and calling you and what he's calling you to be. If he's calling you to be evangelist, then be the best evangelist you can be. Okay, Lord, tell me what evangelists do, how I need to do it, what you want me to do. Amen. But you know why you don't? People don't know these things because they don't even ask God. They don't even want to pray. They just rather see somebody else doing something. Hey, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to run with it. No, but that's not your ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, this was, amen, what Elijah was supposed to do, was supposed to follow Elijah. So he ministered to him also. Glory to God. If he needed something, you know, he got him a drink of water. If he needed him, okay, well, you need me to pay, amen, a little bit extra, pay my tithe, pay my offering or whatever. Okay, amen. I felt some toes crunched up in some shoes. Just kick them off, baby. It's all right. Glory to God. You know, I'm going to send him an offering. Oh, Lord, I hear y'all. But, you know, amen, glory to God. Don't beat your head up against the wall. Hallelujah. But just go ahead and do those things. Glory to God. You got to learn how to sit up under somebody and listen. Don't always talk, you know, but you understand, hallelujah, when God handled him, thank you, Lord, I wanted to piggyback on that. When God handled, amen, Elijah, he told him to go back the way that he came. But understand, when he handled him with a kindred spirit of it. He didn't say, well, you know what, you're scared. Oh, my God, you're scared and all this you got in you. I am the power. No, he told him, he said, you know, Elijah, go back the way you came. Go back and return the way you came. And that's what he told him. He didn't handle him rough. So sometimes people can handle people rough, glory to God. And that's why they don't want to hear nothing they got to say. You got to understand. You got to understand how to handle people, glory to God. And you got to, and you're not going to know all this unless you do what? Sit up under somebody that can teach you. Glory to God. Stay with them long enough so they can get it in you, so they can pray for you and ask God to pull it out of you. Glory to God. Ask God to help you. You know, Lord, there's something hiding in the back. You know, what is it, Lord? I can't get through. And that kind of person. that can pull it out of you. My God, my God. Hallelujah. That can make you that person that God wants you to be. So you'll know how to talk. You'll know how to walk. You'll know how to win souls and all those good things. And you won't be left behind. Hallelujah. Because that's what Elijah did. He followed him. He ministered to him. And, you know, can you imagine when he was walking and Elijah was talking to him too also. Glory to God. And he was watching what he did. And that's what you got to do. You got to listen at what they're telling you. Hallelujah. It's enough to take the note, but it's enough to do what the note says. Glory to God. Do you go and piggyback on the note? Ah, my God. Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. And that's what you got to do. You got to learn how to do those things. We serve an awesome God. For God is able and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We serve a righteous God. Hallelujah. I have a message for Ryan. Ryan, if you are listening, amen, on the radio or by web, God says you need to seek him even the more. The next turn that you have is going to determine, hallelujah, how much you have sought him. He said, because, you know, you can't just go on a little bit that you got. You gotta want more. You have to spend more time because you're going to need it for this next turn in your life. He said, this next ministerial position, he said, you're going to need more. So you need to seek him even the more. Ah, my God. I hear him saying, you read the Bible. Yes, you do. You read it in the daytime. Yes. Hallelujah. You even read it, hallelujah, he said, in the middle and at night. He said, well, what you got to do is, he said, he wants you to start praying over the word. Amen. That you read when you read it and ask God to illuminate your understanding, to give you more understanding, give you knowledge and wisdom. Because he said, if any man lack, he said, let him ask. So sometimes he don't give it to us because we don't ask. You know, people have gotten so in this world where, you know, I got it. No, you need to ask. Because if it's something that I don't understand, I'm going to ask. You know, they taught a lesson here a while back. It's been a while, amen, that, you know, you have dreams. Ask the dream maker. Glory to God, because he made all dreams. I understand, amen, now, you know, what they're talking about. Because sometimes, I mean, man, you can have some dreams and don't understand them. Glory to God. But if you ask the dream maker, you know, he will give them to you. Glory to God. He'll give you everything that was in that dream. He will walk it out for you. Glory to God. But if you don't ask, you won't get. Hallelujah. It's just as simple as that. You know, sometimes we make some rash decisions. And you know, and that, and the reason it turns out bad because we didn't ask. We didn't ask God. Hallelujah. If you ask him, when you ask him in faith without wavering. Don't move. If he ain't told you nothing, he gave you new do. Be still. Be still, because he's going to tell you what, amen, he wants you to know and how he wants you to do it. But sometimes you just react too quick. So just be still and know that God is God. If it's for you, then you're going to get it. If it's not, then guess what? Leave it alone. Hallelujah. Because I've been in a position where he told me, no, he said, that's not it. He said, Marvel, that's not it. I said, okay, glory to God. But guess what? I only got it anyway. And guess what? It turned out to be a mess. So now I learned if he ain't said nothing, then I do nothing. But if I, you know, and I'll go back and I'll pray again. And if he still ain't said nothing, then I leave it alone. That's okay. Then I'm going to walk away from that. I was just telling someone earlier about that. You know, they called me and they were asking me questions. Amen. And I said, okay. And I said, this, that. I said, no. I said, listen. I said, no, you need to listen. I said, listen to me now. And, you know, I'm a person, I'm going to rationalize through the situation. And I said, now, they wanted to buy something. And I said, listen, why don't you just go get it from the store? Because too many people sell too many hot items now, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking deal hot. I'm talking hot, amen, stolen hot, okay? And that's what I told them. I said, so why don't you just, you can buy it, just go get it off the floor, off the showroom floor. I said, just go get it. But this, that. I said, hold up, wait a minute. I said, what did you call me for? Did you want me to answer the question? You want me to help you? What did you call me for? And I asked him, I said, what did you call me for? Well, I'm just saying, well, you know, if you already knew the answer, then you shouldn't call me. I said, so you good. And then I just went on and prayed that God would give him wisdom, give him knowledge, give him understanding, you know, how to do and what to do. But you have to be careful nowadays. There's so much out there. It's not God. Like I said, it's all this false stuff going on. So you have to be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to open up this line one more time. If you desire prayer, if you would press the one at this point, I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell your name. Just give me your prayer request. Hallelujah. No one has to know who you are. I just want to know what part of the world we're reaching. Glory to God. You don't have to give me your name. Just give me your prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. No one, amen, press the one, so we're going to move on down the road. Glory to God. Don't forget on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget. Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Evangelist Askew. You. Glory to God. 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, every Sunday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth, coming up next after the 30-minute break. Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, Eastern Standard Time. Ministry with you in mind. I'm going to go ahead now and we're going to get off and I'm going to give you a break. And next voice you will hear will be Minister Elaine. Remember to go over and show her some love because God is good and he wants to show love to each and every person. Although that person may not love you, it don't matter. Just learn how to love the hell out of them and they'll be all right. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have a happy rest of the day. We will see you back on next Sunday. Bless you.